Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Kenai National Wildlife Refuge has issued a missing person alert for Robert Weaver. He was last known to be at the Doroshin Bay Public Use Cabin near Skelak Lake on Wednesday. Derek Thompson, patrol captain for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, said Weaver was on a personal trip. His supervisor at the National Park Service, where Weaver is currently stationed in Denali National Park, alerted officials to his disappearance yesterday morning. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service began investigating and were led to the Doroshin Bay Cabin, where they found evidence and correspondence through an in-reach device that helped direct the search effort. Derek Thompson.
We gained that information late last night and early this morning. Immediately at that point, we started bringing resources together and putting them in the field.
The ongoing search includes ground crews, river teams, and drones. Fixed-wing aircraft and helicopters are also on standby. Weaver accessed the Doroshin Bay Cabin using a commercial air taxi. His vehicle was found at the air taxi services parking lot. What Weaver was wearing at the time is unknown. Anyone with information about Weaver's whereabouts is urged to contact the refuge headquarters at 907-262-7021. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A reported fire and ammonia leak at a Kenai seafood processing facility prompted a major emergency response Monday afternoon, but no serious injuries occurred thanks to swift actions by responders and facility staff.
On-site facility personnel reported a malfunction with the refrigeration system, which caused a release of ammonia refrigerant.
That was Kenai Fire Deputy Fire Chief Pete Coots, who was the incident commander on the scene. Dispatchers received a call at around 12:34 in the afternoon on Monday reporting a possible structure fire and ammonia leak at a plant off Bridge Access Road believed to be at or near Pacific Star Seafoods. Kenai Fire Department arrived within 5 minutes along with mutual aid.
Kenai Fire Department responded with two engines, ambulance, command vehicle, and requested mutual aid from Nikiski Fire Department and Central Emergency Services.
No fire was found, but a malfunctioning refrigeration system had released ammonia. One employee was taken to the hospital for evaluation, while three others were assessed on site and declined transport. Maintenance crews quickly secured the leak and no further release occurred. A small plane crash on Latouche Island in Prince William Sound on Saturday prompted a response from Alaska wildlife troopers. The call came in at 11:58 a.m. reporting a crash involving a Super Cub aircraft attempting to land on a small strip. According to troopers, the pilot said strong winds pushed the plane into nearby trees. Despite significant aircraft damage, the pilot was uninjured and declined medical attention. The National Transportation Safety Board has been notified and is reviewing the incident. No additional injuries were reported and no fire was involved in the crash. 35 immigration detainees held at Anchorage's Cook Inlet pretrial facility were transferred out of Alaska on Monday, weeks after their arrival sparked controversy over conditions at the jail. The men were part of a group flown in by ICE on June 8th to ease overcrowding in Tacoma, Washington. Advocates and the ACLU raised concerns about detainees facing harsh conditions, including pepper spray exposure, shackling, and poor hygiene. Alaska prison officials say the transfer was pre-planned and unrelated to recent criticism. It remains unclear where the detainees were sent, and ICE has not commented. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
A barely month-old kitten stuck on a railroad track has a new life and a name thanks to a caring tour guide. Portia Duke says she heard the kitten cry during a train stop in Willow while traveling from Denali to Whittier. Duke says she didn't have enough time to help the kitten during the train stop, but drove back to Willow to rescue the kitten and take her to a vet. Apart from being dehydrated, the kitten was in relatively good health. It isn't known if Duke or another railroad employee will adopt the kitten, which Duke has named Willow. An archaeological survey on Shuyak Island near Kodiak has uncovered several new Alaska Native village sites, including one believed to be the island's oldest, dating back approximately 7,000 years. Led by the Aleutic Museum's archaeology team, the multi-year survey was completed this spring and revealed large village sites, especially on the island's eastern side. One notable discovery was a village with 11 house pits, estimated to have housed 200 to 300 people around 300 years ago. Historically inhabited by the Aleutic people for at least 7,500 years, Shuyak Island once had established villages before Russian fur traders disrupted the settlements in the late 1700s. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.